Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 3rd of August, 2023. Hope you are well, having a great week. Now, first of all, I want to apologise for not potting a podcast out on Sunday night. As you know, I try and do one on a Sunday and a Thursday night, just for you guys in the Supporters Club. But unfortunately, Sunday, and it was one of those days, I just had no inspiration. I sat down, tried recording, just didn't feel I had it in me to give you my best. So I decided to have an early night instead. But I do apologize for that. It does happen from time to time. Sometimes it's a lack of creativity or something like that. And Sunday was just one of those days. So apologies for that. Now, today there has been the news that Wilkinson's could be facing closure, and it's not guaranteed yet. There's still a chance they might pull through, but of course, I'm worried about the people who work for Wilkinson's and their jobs. That's always my first thought. But added to that is how this will affect the gardening world and how this affects us. Now, I do have to admit, I do quite often pop into Wilkinson's. It's generally where I get my onion sets from, maybe a few other little bits, the plastic labels and things like that. Mainly because they are very reasonably priced. Now, sometimes I can go to a garden centre and I can get some better deals in a garden centre, or I can find what I'm looking for. I'm not saying Wilkinson's is perfect. But there's just something quite special about Wilko's, plus the fact it's on the high street. And I've actually asked a question in our Facebook page and on Threads of how people think that this closure might affect and will it be good for garden centres. Quite a good response, quite a good few chats. But what I'm seeing is that it's not a lot of love for garden centres when I read through, interestingly. But I am a little concerned about Wilko's, of course, but we'll have to plan our way around it. First of all, of course, as I said at the beginning, I'm more worried about the people's jobs. That's got to be the first concern, and then how it will affect us. As I said, I would go in, get my onion sets mostly, maybe some seed potatoes in the season. The other day I actually went into a Wilkinson's and I managed to get a couple of plants for 20p. This is a red currant and a black currant bush, 20p each. It's that time of year when they start selling off a lot of the garden products so they can bring in the Halloween and Christmas gift items. So still might be worth popping down to your Wilkinson's if you can. But for now, that's my concerns. Now, I have got everybody's seeds in the post to them. I put them in on Monday, so some of you might have had yours already by now. And what we've got this week, first of all, we have got a red romaine cos-type lettuce, which is a really nice lettuce, I've got to say. Nice to have a bit of colour, I think. Excuse that. I've then sent out a spinach, Helios F1. I do like spinach. We've got some grown in the garden, but this is something else we are going to be sowing this month. We've got some spring onion seeds. The variety is White Lisbon. These are ones that are good for growing over winter. So we'll be sowing lots of lows pretty soon. Beetroot Boltardi. Do like beetroot, especially this year. We've got plenty of beetroot, and it's something we do try to sow quite a bit of. Then we've got a cabbage. This is a variety called Durham Early. And these are going to be a spring cabbage. So you will sow these this month throughout August. Get them planted and in the ground possibly as late as September. And they should grow through the winter in order to give you some spring cabbages next year. So it's all about growing those throughout the winter months. And then, of course, for the herb, I have sent out a parsley. This is an Italian giant parsley. These do tend to grow quite well over the colder months, I find. Parsley, coriander, those lovely, very popular herbs seem to do much better when sown over winter or growing throughout the winter months. So that's what the seeds that we have sent out in this month's gift pack with the newsletter. And we will, of course, be creating podcasts to talk about this in throughout the month as well. Now, this weekend, as you know, I always like to share my plans for this weekend on the hope that it gives you guys some ideas of what you might want to do. Now, this week, because the weather has been pants again, it just feels like it's non-stop rain at the moment. I haven't really been down to the allotment this week and out in the garden haven't been able to do that much. But I'm hoping to get down to the allotment on Saturday and throw some more wood chip around the base of many of our plants, just because it's available and it seems like a good thing to do. And using the wood chip as a mulch, suppress those weeds, retain some of that moisture, particularly around my rhubarb at the moment, just to give me a little bit more time. And then I want to trim my grass paths a bit better. I would like to use the lawnmower, but it's just too wet to try and use it. So hopefully trimming the grass paths is going to be the next best thing. Now at home, I've got a few seedlings I want to pot up, my charred seedlings, get those into bigger and bigger pots, get those ready. And then I have found that I'm suffering with slug and snail inside one of my veggie pods. This is the veggie pod that the oldest one out of the three. And I've planted out there some lettuce, but that seems to have disappeared. So I'm thinking slugs and snails are now the problem in there. So I'm going to have to investigate and see what action we can take with those. And then, of course, I've got to harvest a few things as well. We're getting plenty of courgettes, pickling cucumbers, tomatoes, lots of things that we can harvest at the moment, which is all going down rather well. Now, next on my list of things I want to talk about is a book that I'm currently reading. It is from the RHS. I got this from Amazon, and it's called Pruning and Training. It's a revised new editions with over 800 plants. Now, pruning and training our plants is quite an important feature, and I've been... In the past, my pruning routine, I've kept it simple, and that's what I've always tried to do. But now I'm sort of at that point where I want to get a bit more fancy with some of my pruning routines. I would like to see, you know, more nicer shaped trees. So I bought a book to teach myself a bit more about it, but also so I can talk about it a bit more coherently, which is something that we need to do, or I need to do a bit better as well. But as I say, I try and keep it simple. Generally, when it comes to pruning, I just remove dead, diseased and damaged branches, any branches that might be crossing, and then any that might be in the wrong place. But what I need to do now is try and get a better shape to some of our trees. And that's really what I'm looking at doing in the future, especially over the winter months. And in particular, with some of our newer trees, especially in the pots that we have out in the front garden, because they are quite young, it's going to be a good chance to get those into shape. And I'm finding this book, well, I've only just started reading it, to be a good chance to read what's going on. So yeah, very, very, very pleased to be reading this book. The trouble I'm having, and I'm not, how do I describe it? I do read books. I'm not a ignoramus like that. But I do struggle to read books, I guess you could say, in terms of concentration levels. And particularly when they use some words like they don't explain what it means. And this is what I'm finding with this book. It's suddenly mentioning a particular apoechia, I think it is, with no explanation of what apoechia actually is. And that's not a word I made up. That's what I've read in there. So I'm going over certain bits twice to try and understand what is being said. And that's my one complaint with this book. Being from the RHS, it often uses, I find, language that I don't think is very suitable. I would like language that is, as I said earlier, keep it simple. And that's always something that I like to see. But that's so far is my only criticism of this book. Otherwise, it seems a pretty good book. And I know some of you have gone on pruning training courses, which is something I've been looking at as well. Again, I get the idea, I get the gist of it, but it's just nice to actually learn how to do it. And I like the idea of turning trees into almost goblet shapes or step overs and things like that. And luckily, this book does give me a bit of an explanation into that. So if you are looking for a book on pruning and training, it might be one to look at. And I've spent ages trying to find the right book. Right, one more final thing that I want to bring to your attention, guys. On Sunday the 3rd of September, I am at BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair at Audley End House in Saffron Walden. Good event, I hope. I haven't been to this one. I've been to the Spring Fair and the normal Gardeners World Live. On this Sunday, I am actually pretty much had it confirmed I'm doing a talk. I'm always hesitant until I see it in writing, but I've had it confirmed that I am doing a talk with Lee. We're talking about turning your garden into a lean, mean food producer machine, which is obviously what we are trying to do here. But I have got the chance that you guys could win a ticket. The tickets are available, I believe, for any of the 3 days that it is on. So that's the Friday, Saturday or Sunday. So if you are interested in being able to win a ticket, send me an email. Just let me know if you are available on any of those days and would like to go. And I'll put your name in the hat. I will, of course, be doing this on the podcast as well. But I'm going to make that a bit more as a competition. For this, you guys, just if you are available and would like to go, let me know and I'll put your name in the hat instantly as a thank you for being a supporting member. Unfortunately, it's only a pair of tickets, so it's for two, yourself and a friend or your partner or anything like that to go. Again, Saffron Walden, Essex, Audley End House, which is one of my favourite gardens, it has to be said. Right, guys, I think that just about covers everything. So I will be back again on Sunday with another podcast for you guys, and then Monday, the main podcast as well. So until then, please take care.